Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. I'm not really a leading martial arts podcast figure, respected the world over for my opinion. But I do play one on the internet, and when I'm not doing that, I listen to Practical Defense. And now, so are you.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we get to the main story, I have a few quick updates to share. First, my book is now available internationally in print edition. You can find it on Amazon in the UK, France, Spain, and Germany. Next, I have some updates on the dates and times of some of the courses I'll be teaching this month. On Sunday, June 17 at 10 a.m., I'll be co-teaching a First Steps Pistol Orientation course at the Green Zone. And later, on June 24th, I'll be co-teaching a Range Safety Officer course down in Huntington Beach. Information can be found on my website. Okay, this week we're going to read an email sent in by Brian from Portland, Oregon. He shares his experiences with a fight that took place in a park and then spilled into the children's play area where his two young girls were. Brian writes, "We were at the park on a calm, sunny morning around Christmas time at the kids' playground area. About 100 feet east of us, a group of 5 to 10 homeless or derelict types congregated at some picnic tables with their bicycles. I then noticed that somebody was shouting and cursing in Spanish. I saw a guy who fit the stereotypical appearance of a Latino gangbanger who was verbally assaulting the group at the table about 40 feet away. I'll call him Homie. At the tables, I saw several guys attending another, checking his head for injury. Obviously, something had happened. My wife was holding our infant at the bench while I was following my 3-year-old around the jungle gym. I walked over to let my wife know that a situation was developing and we should keep an eye on it. There were two other families in our area with small kids, none of whom seemed to be aware of the developing altercation. Homie was still cursing the dudes and they were mobilizing to surround him. He was retreating in a direction away from the tables and away from the playground. Then I noticed the sun glint off a blade in his hand and that the advancing dudes had picked up sticks and branches. I called 911, requested police, informed them there's a fight brewing, that sticks and knives were presented as weapons, and they'd better get over here quickly. I gave a good description of the people involved and their exact location in the park, since I knew the area well. That's when I made my biggest mistake. I knew which direction to take my family to escape, but didn't leave right away, since Homie seemed to have it out and could have left without further incident. I assumed the situation would not continue to escalate. But then, Homie ran straight past the tables, through the group of dudes, and right alongside the playground, knife in hand, with the dudes and sticks closing in. The fight went from 100 feet away to 10 feet in seconds. I just locked my daughter into the seat of the swing as the fight got even closer, with two dudes confronting Homie on a tiny bridge at the entrance to the playground. One dude, who appeared to be talking peace into the situation, quickly grabbed Homie in a full Nelson and pulled him to the ground. My wife, holding our infant, rushed into the fray, screaming, "Stop, you a-holes, there's kids here!" I left my daughter in the swing and ran to the fight just as my wife began kicking and stomping at the knife which was loose on the ground next to the two grappling men. She was keeping another dude from grabbing it. As I ran up from behind her, I saw the guy shrug, leave the knife, stand and kick Homie in the torso just as another guy swung a large stick and broke it over Homie's torso. Homie was still held in the full Nelson by the guy underneath. My wife was standing feet away from the men on the ground, still holding her infant as I came up beside her. I saw the loose knife, knelt, and reached for it, half expecting to get kicked in the head as I did so. I grabbed the knife and my wife, and I quickly retreated to get our stroller and the other child from the swings. I threw the knife deep into a trash can as we did that, while the battle continued behind us. I took us out of the area, down a hill toward a pond where I knew we had lots of options for escape, although it was away from where our car was parked. We'd have to go back through the fight to get to our car. While I pushed the stroller with one hand, I called the police again, yelling that they needed to get here immediately. We gained a safe distance from the scene and warned another family not to go up there. The police arrived and arrested some people, and we skirted around the area to our car and left. On the way home, I called the police again, identified myself, and described the escalation of the fight, the location of the weapon, and why my fingerprints were on it. That was the end of our involvement. My wife and I still disagree about what happened, and it remains unresolved to this day. Her perspective is that she was right to try and prevent the guy from being stabbed, she helped prevent her children from witnessing a stabbing, and that I and everyone else around was doing nothing. My perspective is she was wrong to put herself and her infant in danger to defend someone who willingly engaged in combat and may or may not have instigated the whole ordeal. I've always thought that Homie could have gotten away and that he produced the weapon, and that my safety and that of my family should in no way be jeopardized to defend somebody making choices like that. I would love to hear what you and your listeners think about this scenario. The other thing is, I sometimes wish that I'd kept the knife. It was one of the full-size Leatherman tools and could have been a fine souvenir, but I didn't want to be holding that thing any longer than necessary in the chaos of the moment. I count myself very lucky as I didn't get my block kicked off when I stuck my head into the fight and reached for the knife, which could have resulted in serious injury or worse. Also, since then, I've taken up Krav Maga, which I love, and which gives me a lot more confidence in general, and has reinforced that, given alternatives, combat is the least desirable outcome. Whew. Well, all I can say is, wow. That is a really scary story, and thanks for sharing, Brian. I'll add my quick analysis and try to stop shuddering. First, your wife was out of her freaking mind taking an infant anywhere near that altercation. I'll be blunt here. Screw the guy being stabbed. Your first priority is always to your family, and a child of 6 months could die from a misplaced or accidental kick, not to mention a whack from a club or a stab from a knife neither of you saw. Did either of you know for certain no one had a gun? Flat out, your wife is wrong. If she wanted to prevent the children from witnessing a stabbing, you should have covered their heads and left the area. To a child that young, unless they see blood, chances are they're going to see punching and not even understand what's really going on. You should have been out of there before the blood hit the sand. Furthermore, you should not have kept the knife. You did the right thing by dropping it in a place where children could not easily access it and called the police to let them know where to find it. Keeping it would have been a crime because it was evidence in a felony assault. According to the California Penal Code 135, if you had kept it, you could have been charged with a misdemeanor. Now, of course, the type of offense you could have been charged with would vary by state and even country. So, thanks for sending that in, Brian. It's a good example of how things can go from bad to worse in a matter of seconds, and how we sometimes have to protect our loved ones from themselves. Seriously, she went over to the fight while carrying an infant? That is just so wrong. It's just plain nuts. But that will do it for this week. And as always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions worldwide. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.